Hello, friends. Evangelist Frender Perez here. I hope you're having a blessed day in Jesus' name. In today's video, I'm going to be praying for those battling infertility. If you want to get pregnant, if you're believing God for a miracle in this area, I want to take this time to stand in prayer in Jesus' name on your behalf. Amen. I believe that God can bless you with a child, that God can touch your womb. Okay, if you're battling barrenness, if you cannot conceive a child, I believe that God can perform a miracle in your life. Amen. Before I pray for you, I want to encourage you with this testimony. Okay, actually, three ladies that we prayed for got pregnant. One of them, it happened about 2 years ago. Dear friend of ours came to one of my meetings, and God delivered them. There was some deliverance that took place in their lives, and I gave them a word because they were trying to get, you know, she was trying to get pregnant, for 5 years, could not get pregnant. I gave them a prophetic word. I say, within 3 months, you're going to have a child. Okay. And then 3 months later, okay, at Father's Day, she found out that she was pregnant. Isn't that awesome? And then recently, okay, one more recently was just 2 days ago. And that's why, okay, I'm just really excited to make this video, because 2 days ago, we got the praise report of the third one, okay? A month ago, a lady that we pray for, she testified that she's pregnant right now. And then just 2 days ago, another lady that we prayed for, friend of ours, could not get pregnant for years, trying to get pregnant, couldn't get pregnant, and the Lord bless her. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in miracles. Amen. I believe that what the doctors cannot do for you, Jesus can do for you. Amen. I believe in miracles. And before I pray for you, I want to share two passages of scripture to bless you. Amen. And that is found in the book of Psalms 127, verse 3. The Bible declares, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Amen. Once again, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Isn't that awesome? And also Psalms 113, verse 9, the Bible declares, "He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, based upon these two words that I just read, I want to stand with you today in Jesus' name. If you can, okay, place your hand on your stomach and let me pray for you. Just be in agreement, okay? Just be in agreement with me, and just let's just believe God for your miracle. As I'm praying for you, if you feel like heat in your stomach, you feel like there's something in your stomach, like you feel like fire, don't worry about it. That's the presence of Jesus. I'm praying that God will touch your stomach, and whatever it is that needs healing in your stomach, I'm praying in Jesus' name for God to perform a miracle in your stomach, to touch you and to bring healing and wholeness to your body. Amen. Let's pray. Close our eyes and let me pray for you in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this precious sister, this precious brother listening to me right now. Father, you know those that are watching right now, that's in need, that's believing you, God, for a miracle, Lord. This wife that wants to have a child, wants to hold a child in her arm, but for some reason she cannot get pregnant. She's barren, Lord, with infertility. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, the first prayer that I pray, Lord, is this. Lord, if this infertility, Lord, if this barrenness that this person is battling with is caused by generational curse, is caused, Lord, from problems through the DNA, through the bloodline of Father, I command in Jesus' mighty name that every curse of barrenness, unfruitfulness, I command to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, I speak to that barrenness. I speak to every curse. If anybody spoken a curse into this person, that she will not conceive, that he will not have a child, whatever word that was released is upon this person as a minister of the gospel through the authority that I have in the name of Jesus. I command that every curse of the spoken word, every generational curse, everything that came through the DNA, through the bloodline, everything that came, Lord, from the father, from the mother's side of family, I say broken off. Broken off in Jesus' name. I release the anointing right now. Father, I'm asking you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to fall upon this person right now. I release the anointing, the power that breaks the yoke of captivity, the anointing that destroys every yoke of captivity, every spirit of barrenness, unfruitfulness. I say, loose this person. Loose, loose in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life into this person's womb. I speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those who are battling, Lord, with infertility, I speak healing. I command, Lord, this infertility, Lord, to turn into fertility. I speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, those who are battling with fibroids, Lord, interfering with the implantation of fertilized eggs, I speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are battling, Lord, with the fallopian tube damage or blockage, I speak healing. I speak healing in the mighty name of the, all the damage, every blockage in the mighty name of Jesus be healed. Receive the fire of the Holy Spirit right now. Receive in Jesus' name. I declare in Jesus' mighty name, even I see right now, Father, those who are tormented, Lord, with the fear, Lord, the fear of not being able to hold the child in their arms. Lord, the hopelessness, the shame, the guilt, whatever it is that the enemy have brought to this person, hopelessness, I say, loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose, loose in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I speak healing. If there's any inflammation, Lord, of the fallopian tube, I speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, the problems with delivering of the sperm, I speak healing. Whatever it is that is causing the problem of delivering the sperm, I say be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are battling, Lord, with ovulation disorder, I say be healed. Hormonal disorder, I say be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak healing. I speak life into their womb. I speak life. I declare and I decree life in your precious mighty name. Father, I pray for fertility. I pray, Lord, for fertility. Lord, touch this person, bringing, Lord, their body, bringing, Lord, every part of their organ in the right alignment. I speak life. Whatever that is dead, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray, Lord, for those who are better with the genetic. If this thing is genetic, I say be healed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, damage to the reproductive organs, I say be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this person. I speak the healing power, touching and restoring them. I command the hopelessness, sorrow, helplessness, I say be gone in Jesus' name. I speak life. I declare right now, Lord, the fire. Father, I'm asking right now, release your fire, Lord, touching them on the inside, touching their womb. I command the barrenness loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed. I say be healed. Whatever is that was not working before, I declare functioning. I declare healing coming upon your body. Healing coming upon your body. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I declare and I decree the blessings of heaven coming upon your life even now. Receive. Just raise your hand right now. Raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord Jesus, I receive my miracle. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive my miracle today. In your precious name, amen and amen.